welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Okay. One of the things that I have a frustrating time dealing with, not with the person, but with the problem, is patients who have sort of chronic pain in the sciatic region. And it's really hard to deal with. And I send them to physical therapy. And anyways, I'm not particularly successful. You've chosen a poem from the New England Journal that looks a little bit at this issue of acute and chronic sciatica, specifically looking at the drug pregabalin. Gabapentin and its prodrug pregabalin are widely used for all kinds of neuropathic pain, including sciatica. Pregabalin, which is marketed under the trade name of Lyrica, is often a second or third or even fourth choice. It has lots of side effects like forgetfulness and drowsiness and weight gain and edema and patients who just feel sort of foggy and not clear. Pregabalin can be given less frequently than gabapentin, but its effects are often more worrisome or troublesome to the patient. And most importantly, it can take sometimes a month or 6 weeks to observe any kind of an effect, which in some cases, if you're lucky, the sciatica is gone anyways. The study that you looked at asks, is pregabalin an effective treatment for the pain that's associated with acute or chronic sciatica? Mark, if it is, it will be a blessing. What did they find?
Yeah, I was actually schooled by the poem says gabapentin and its prodrug pregabalin, and as you mentioned, and I think a lot of us think that, but I was schooled by a reader that actually, it's not a prodrug, even despite the name pregabalin, which is why I made that assumption. It's actually more of a cousin to gabapentin, but they're in the same general family. Yeah, so this, you know, there have been several good studies lately looking at commonly used medications for acute back pain. We've covered Flexeril, which didn't work, corticosteroids, which didn't work, and now they're looking at pregabalin. And increasingly, I do see patients, who've gone to the ER with acute low back pain are given pregabalin or Flexeril or prednisone. It's good to know whether or not these things work. So this was an Australian study, and they found just over 200 patients who had moderate to severe sciatica. They all had to have pain below the knee, radiating below the knee, and some evidence of either nerve root or spinal nerve involvement, like a sensory deficit, diminished reflexes, or weakness. The pain had to have been there for at least a week, but no more than a year. The average age was 54 years. 85% had dermatomal distribution of their pain. About 40% had a neurologic deficit, and 30% had a motor deficit. So these were pretty significant sciatica. They got randomized to either pregabalin 75 twice a day, increasing to a target dose of 300 twice daily at 8 weeks, or matching placebo. The main outcome, they used a 10-point pain scale, and they defined a significant benefit as a 1.5-point difference, which is makes sense. Patients were followed for up to a year. At 8 weeks and at 52 weeks, there was no difference between groups in the primary outcome of pain and no difference in disability, back pain intensity, the patient's global perception of it's working, it's not working, or quality of life. So unfortunately, pregabalin is not effective for sciatica.
So we have a long list now, Flexeril, prednisone, pregabalin.
I know. It's really unfortunate. There was another poem that looked at patients with chronic low back pain and discopathy, or similar group sciatica, where they looked at injection of intradiscal corticosteroids, wasn't helpful either. So provided some short-term but not long-term benefit.
I mean, I guess the question is this a lifestyle issue in terms of why this is so common? And are there things that we can do to have patients prevent getting sciatica?
It is a very, obviously, anyone who's had it can tell you it's an absolutely disabling, miserable thing to have.
And, oh, absolutely.
I think we need better treatments for sure.
Well, as the Australians would say, thanks, mate.
Right.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.